Trisha, have you ever heard this song?
I don't think I've ever heard this.
You've never heard this song? Cyndi Lauper?
I knew it was Cyndi Lauper, but I don't recognize that song.
Wow.
Money changes everything.
Yeah, that was my big setup for your new business partner and your lotto.
Oh, this your entrance?
Yep, I have bought in. I've invested into Trisha's lotto business.
Yep.
Of course, we're looking at over $1 billion tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. Over $1 billion.
1.1.
I read up to 1.9 by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, even look, better. It can happen. Somebody in East Austin last drawing won $1 million.
$1 million. Yeah. I'm telling you, somebody in Cedar Park won $1 million. Somebody in Central Austin won $1 million. In the last 6 months, Sandy, people in Austston and surrounding have been winning like $1 million at a time. It's all around us. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time before it gets to us. And since this particular time, I think it's been ordained by God. I think this is our time to win it.
I think it is because you found those tickets.
Yep. Just to recap, on Sunday, I had our daughter out at track practice. It was super windy day, like crazy windy. By the time I got in the car, I was exhausted from the wind beating me up. But while we were standing out in the middle of this open field, I looked down and right there on the ground, two lotto tickets. Each ticket had 10 quick picks on it. Mm-hmm. And then they bought the mega player. So they were $60 worth of lotto quick picks. And nobody had signed them. I put them in my pocket, brought them home, showed them to you, and I checked them, and we won $10.
Yeah, and I think this is a sign from God.
I think God sent us the numbers.
I think God is ready to lift us up
out of poverty.
Out of poverty.
I think he's like, you guys have suffered enough. I think he literally dropped the numbers in front of me. They weren't blowing around in the wind. They were right in front of me. Plenty of other people standing around. I think it's a sign from God. And then you took it even further and you said what you need to do for the big Tuesday night drawing is take those 20 quick picks and replay those exact 20 quick picks.
Yep, exactly.
And the $10 I won.
Yep.
Buy five more quick picks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the amount I would have normally bought myself. Go ahead and buy those two. Yeah. And then you came home the other day and you walked in and you took out your wallet and you handed me $20 and you said, I'm your official lotto partner now.
I bought in for $20.
Never happened.
Now you're in charge from here.
Oh, I'm doing it.
I don't do the lotto work. Now, so you got to go get there and fill out the little thing with all the numbers on that.
20 numbers. I'm going to do it. How do I not do it? God told me to. How do I say no to that?
Didn't one of your friends that just found the Lord tell you that it was a symbol
of
God?
One of my friends she's always loved the Lord, but she really loves him right now.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, that's for sure from God.
I believe
so. I feel like that's kind of been blessed a little bit.
How great a story would that be?
What if it happens?
Yeah. You guys will never hear from me again.
If nobody's on the air.
Yeah.
Wednesday morning.
Yeah. You'll know.
But you'll also know when I'm standing up there with that big, gigantic check.
Yeah, you'll know I'm on the air. I'll be on the air the next day because I'm going to have a lot to say. It may be my last day on the radio.
How
ever.
Much money is that after taxes? If we won the whole billion.
It's a billion, so that's 500 million cash option. Then they're going to take about 250 million cash.
Deposited straight into my checking account.
Yep.
Start writing checks so fast.
Man, and then I'm going for fancy dinner.
Fancy dinner?
Yeah, fancy dinner. And I'm biting everybody. I'm just going to put it on Facebook. Everyone show up at Musashino. It's on me.
Oh! Wow, that's going to put a big dent in that 250
that's
million.
That's how you go broke.
Yeah, doing that all the time after you win.
Yep.
Are you sure that we only get 250 million if we win a billion?
1 billion. So the cash option is half of that. Yeah. 500 million. So they're going to take 50% in taxes.
Gotcha.
So that's 250 million. If you can't do that math, you don't deserve that kind of money.
No, I can't. I'm just saying that seems like a big number. If we megaply it, does it make it like $5 billion?
I don't know. You're the professional.
I've never dabbed at the megaplier because I don't want to be greedy. Just won a billion. I don't need $5 billion if that's what the megaplier
is. Look at it this way. What if you just won a million? You're like, crap, I could have won a billion if I just got that last number.
Was one number away.
You're right.
Talk about being greedy if you're mad at winning $1 million.
I know. Well, that'd be great.
Sandy.
It's fun to think about.
I mean, I need you to.
Did you write your St. Jude check?
I should write it my pre-good juju.
Yeah.
Write my check to St. Jude, because St. Jude is going to get a crap ton of money if I ever win the lottery.
They're going to name a building after you.
They're going to name a building. I don't need them to name a building after me.
Trisha Delicia.
The Trisha Delicia
Floor.
Fun for the children, for them to have some fun in between their treatments.
Show bad television and horrible music.
All the great movies.
Yeah.
All the good songs. Candy Crush for all the kids.
Oh, you're springing for that.
I'm getting cookies in that building at all times. Some Chipotle burritos, some Raisin Canes.
Well, let's win first, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just
spend it after
just
we win.
Just win, baby. Stick around. We've got more coming up on 103.1 Austin's 80s station. Follow us on Facebook at The Sandy Show Radio. Hey, it's Sandy and Tricia, and we want to tell you about something that we absolutely love. It is called Fuel Up. It's Fuel Up Hydration, and you can go to fueluphydration.com/Sandy to order yours. But I have to tell you this. For years, I have taken a sleep medication, and then I started trying Fuel Up Rest, and I'm not taking that sleep medication anymore.
Really? It got you off of it?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not sleeping well, you need to check out Fuel Up Rest. Not only does it hydrate you, but it just makes your whole body relax. It makes it easy to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. It's currently estimated that about 75% of us are experiencing some level of dehydration. Proper hydration, one of the biggest ways you can keep your body maintaining ideal health, keep yourself well, keep the inflammation down, and just make yourself feel better.
Yep. Go to fueluphydration.com/Sandy and order yours. If you're having a tough time sleeping, go order Fuel Up Rest today. Okay, about a month ago, we did something that was kind of fun. And what we did is I brought Trish and I's 14-year-old daughter into the studio, asked her questions about her mother, and then asked Trisha the same questions to see if their answers would match up. We're going to do the exact same thing, but this time, Trisha's going to ask me the questions, and we're going to see if my answers match up with 14-year-old Fuzz. Make sense?
I got it.
All right. What's your first question? Then we'll see what the Fuzz said.
All right, Sandy. What one thing do you say to Landry over and over and over?
That's easy. And I mean it every time I say it. I say, don't take any crap from anybody. Okay. Thank you very much, Billy Joel, because Billy Joel wraps up his concerts with that.
Right.
And I saw him when I was young, and he said that. I've always remembered that. So I tell Landry, don't take any crap from anybody. Let's see what she said with the queer.
What's one thing that Dad says to you over and over and over?
I actually don't think I can say this on the radio. Don't take any bleep from anybody.
I'll
just say crap. Don't take any crap from anybody.
Okay.
You use your big kid brains and imagine.
And interpret what the crap means.
Yeah.
All right. Don't take any crap from anybody. That's a good one. We're not mad about that.
That's my girl. I don't think she does either.
No, I don't think she does either.
Next question.
All right, Sandy. What is one thing that you do that drives Landry crazy?
You know, I'd have to, because Landry doesn't really show anything that driving her crazy. You know what I mean? She doesn't like, stop, you're a jerk, you know, that type of thing. She's pretty chill. But I would say, if I had to guess, it probably drives her a little crazy that I'm constantly trying to give her guidance on life. You know what I mean? Like things like
being a parent.
Yeah. And stressing how important things are and why you have to do things. And in the long run, it'll pay off. It's kind of that type of thing. You know what I mean? Let's see what she says.
All right. Question number two. What is one thing that Dad does that drives you absolutely crazy?
Dad farts with the windows up.
What?
In the car.
Oh, Landry. My God. He does not do that to me because, you know, I'd throat punch him in a heartbeat if he did.
Because he looks at me and goes, I just farted. And
ew.
I'm like, ew.
He's gross. That's gross.
Except,
why do you do that?
Except she doesn't go, ooh. She's like, whatevs. She doesn't say anything. Doesn't bother.
But you purposely fart in the car with the windows up and then look at her and tell her you did it. You're gross.
And we laugh about it.
You're gross.
She does it too.
Yeah.
She does.
She farts too.
Yes.
Y'all are both disgusting.
If we farted up.
It's not funny. It's gross.
A fart-free zone in my car. It's fart-free.
Fart-free? You mean fart-full zone.
Fart-full zone.
Yeah.
What's your next question?
All right. What is one thing that you do that Landry loves, that you think that she loves that you do this for her?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's a tough question. I would say I think she loves on the weekends when I take her to breakfast or when we have our TNA dates, which means Trisha Not Allowed dates.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of those.
Loves that. Here, let's see what she says.
What is one thing Dad does that you love?
I think I like... One thing my dad does that I love is that I feel like my dad is the devil's advocate sometimes. Like, whenever you're coming at me, Mom, I feel like dad just sees the other side, and he's like, sure, your mom's like a lot and stuff, and like, dude, really hard to put up with. But
he,
like,
really says that.
I'm not saying nothing.
He just said that.
But he always sees my side, and he like understands me. I feel like on a different level than you do,
because I don't put up with your nonsense like your dad does.
Yeah,
I call you out on it, don't I?
I guess so.
All right. All right, those are good answers.
Yeah.
Appreciate you participating.
I love you.
I love you too, Landry.
I don't know if she really described that well. But
oh, I know what she meant.
What do you think she meant?
What I took that to mean is I'll get her on her about something, and then you try and write in like the nice guy and be like, look, I know your mom's a little out of control. She's a little hard to take sometimes. Try and get on her good side.
Not true. Not true.
That's what I think.
I help her weather your storm. That's what I do.
My storms are called parenting. But again, I've known her long enough, her entire life, that I know when it's nonsense, what she's saying. And I don't suffer fools. And she still thinks we don't know things, Sandy. She still thinks that we don't know when she's trying to be tricky about something. And I call her out immediately. I'm trying to let her know, you can try it, but it's not going to work, friend. And we're not having a discussion. She'll go, can we talk about this? And I'll go, no, because there is not a discussion regarding this particular point.
No,
that makes her crazy. Certain things we can talk about, but on certain things, there's not a valid argument. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Devil's advocate. Yeah, we see what you're trying to do.
I am a shoulder to cry on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I am.
Or you could stand with me and say, like, your mom's right.
I do stand with you sometimes. I just am there for her to explain sometimes why you are the way you are.
I think one of the recent ones that I shut her down and would not allow her to explain was she was wanting to ride in a car somewhere with some high school kid who everybody knows did something not great.
Yeah, we should.
She was trying to explain. But let me give you my side. That was an instance of, oh no, there's no side. No side that's going to make me change my mind.
I got you.
Yeah.
Good answers from the fuzz.
I know. The farting in the car, y'all got to stop that. That's gross.
Stick around. We got more coming up. In Care Don't Care today, the top destination for a solo vacation. What segment of the tourism world is on fire? And we'll start out going to the land of Vietnam, or as Forrest Gump said, Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Trisha, do you care or don't care to know what doctors retrieved from a man's abdomen in Vietnam?
In his abdomen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yes. Why do I care? But I do.
Doctors in Vietnam had to perform life-saving surgery on a 34-year-old man who had a 12-inch eel lodged in his abdomen.
Ew.
It was alive.
He ate it?
That's what they don't know. They removed it and repaired his intestines, and he's just a little uncomfortable post-op. But curiously, the man could not explain how the eel got inside him.
Well, then we all know how it got in there.
However, the medical staff, being the smart cookies that they are, they presume the creature wiggled up his backside and crawled through his colon.
That he wiggled up his backside, like the man slipped and fell, and before he could get up, the eel just launched himself right up his big backside.
I mean, he could have been in the water, just, you know, curious eel.
Oh,
just curious eel.
It's tough.
He's experimenting.
What is wrong with people?
I don't. There's something wrong with people. You're right.
What in the world? A live eel.
12-incher. 12-inch eel. That's foot long.
I know. Yeah, okay. I know that. You got to move on because I don't want to keep imagining this in my brain.
Trisha, top bait. Are you care or don't care?
I mean, it was a live eel, Sandy.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, man. Boy, I don't know how you explain that to your friends.
I don't either. Yeah. I slipped I got and a feeling fell on an eel.
It doesn't have any, is what I'm guessing.
Oh,
hey, did you hear about what's his name? Yeah. Trisha, care or don't care, they know the top destinations for a solo vacation.
Oh, yeah. I know what mine is, but yeah.
One of my places is on my list is the number one. Here's what they recommend for if you want to go on vacation by yourself, which is great if you've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Puerto Rico, London, Caraco, our hometown of Austin, Texas.
Oh.
I could see that living here.
Yeah.
The land of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Osaka. I can never pronounce it. Mexico. OAXACA.
Oaxaca.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bavaria in Germany. Been there. It's awesome.
You've been to Bavaria? All I can think of is cream pie.
That's
Bavarian
where it's from.
Cream pie.
Number three, shocker, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
Just, I don't really think of vacation. I don't think of Baltimore.
Right.
Number two is Sedona, Arizona.
Been there. I went there for my bachelorette party. Yeah.
Yep. And the number one on the list is a place I've told you several times I want to go is Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Montreal.
Never been there. What's yours? Solo vacation.
Yeah. See, then I was wrong because I was like, anywhere I'd go with Sean, my best friend. She and I travel together all the time. Or Autumn. Huh?
Where'd you guys go?
I don't know. I've never been to Hawaii. Is it weird that I would want to go to Hawaii? It seems super commercially, but I've never been there.
I'd go a lot of other places. I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'd go to a lot of other places.
I got to think about it. Solo. I get lonely by myself.
Finally, in Care Don't Care, do you care to know what segment of tourism is really, really hot right now?
Yeah.
Sleep tourism.
What in the world is that?
Hotels are now offering many amenities just so you get sleep. Temperature regulated mattresses, sleep mask, soothing room colors, smart beds, and more.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Just need a comfortable mattress, blackout curtains, and crank the hotel room AC down as low as it'll go.
A couple muscle relaxers, a couple shots,
room
and some
service.
Ambien will help you out too.
Need to go downstairs to the spa, have a little rubby-dubby in the spa. You're all good.
That's Care Don't Care. Stick around. We got more coming up. The Sandy Show is proud partners with our bank. We invite you to open your account effortlessly online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Oh, Trisha, you got to give me the password to Max. You have to give it to me.
Oh, my God. I've given it to you so many times.
Well, we got to redo it. We need to do something because I don't have access to it right now, and I need access to it soon because there is a show coming out on Max, a series that I want to watch, and I need this password. We're going to get to it in our daily audio file in just a minute. Thanks for being with us. My name's Sandy. This grouchy woman over here is my wife. Her name's Trisha.
I had it with you. Yes, I'm Trisha. Hi, friends.
Why are you so grouchy?
I've given you the Max password 50 times.
It does not work.
I just logged in with it not too long ago on my laptop.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Sandy.
This is your daily audio file. You know what? Kevin Bacon is quickly becoming the new Keanu Reeves. And he's becoming the internet's boyfriend.
Really? Big work cut out for him.
I know, because he's singing to his farm animals.
To his emus.
Doing all these nice, fun things. And now, he's going to go back to his Footloose high school.
Oh, that's cool.
And this is huge. Listen, here's Kevin.
It hasn't gone unnoticed by me, not to mention the fact that you've tied in 6degrees.org, our foundation, and are trying to figure out ways to give back to your community. It's really inspirational. So thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to come.
The kids at Pace in High School, that's who he's going to see, the kids at that school.
Where they filmed it?
Yeah, where they filmed it. And the thing is that if you don't have a teenager like we do right now, but you know the song from the 80s, it is huge with kids.
Huge. They're learning the dance and doing the dance at proms and military balls and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy, the music that they're listening to, all because of TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
That's got to be.
Bringing it back.
That's got to be it. Trisha, when's the last time you heard from this person? Honey Boo Boo.
Ugh. God, it's not been long enough. I'll tell you that.
Well, Honey Boo Boo says she might just have to take Mama June to court.
Stop.
Here she is after finding out her mom's been spending her cash.
I do expect the money to be paid back, or we're going to take you to court. Something's going to happen because you ain't going to just get away with stealing my money, baby. No. It's right here, planted forever until you get my money back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have thought Honey Boo Boo would sound like all these years later.
You're not scary. You're not scary.
Mama June stealing her money? Does that surprise anybody?
I can't with any of them.
I know. I wish we were just not so normal. Because if we weren't so normal, we'd probably have a TV show. If we were like Honey Boo Boo or the other end of it, you know, crazy something.
You and I would have a TV show.
Yeah, or like a crazy housewife or willing to marry somebody on TV.
That we've never seen their face.
Yeah.
Or just because we like their feet or something. Yeah.
That's the next one.
Right.
Yeah. Or on Squid Game or whatever that was. Yeah. You know. Anyway, this is why I need the password to Max. We'll sort that out off the air, Trisha. They've got a new original series coming out this fall. It's the next chapter in the Batman saga.
What?
And Colin Farrell is the Penguin. And it looks awesome. I watched the trailer.
But you haven't seen any of the other Batman movies because you refuse to watch good movies.
That's not true. I've seen Batman movies.
You've seen the Batman movies.
Not all
movies.
Of them, but I've seen. I know the story of Batman, and this looks great. And Collins, they uncartooned it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw the latest one with the Joker. Anyway, here's Colin Farrell as the Penguin talking about an old school gangster from his neighborhood that died.
Well, it was a fancy, but it was a gesture.
I'm sorry, they're talking about a festival they held for him.
A show of love. What he meant. Can you imagine to be remembered like that?
Oh, it looks great. Yeah. It looks really, really. It's not good. Like the top hat. It's not the top hat and tuxedo Penguin.
When Danny DeVito is the Penguin.
Well, that wasn't so much top hat. I'm thinking going back to Burgess Meredith. It's not like
no.
That.
It's not
like
that. No. It's got a lot more raw.
It looks good to me. That's our daily audio file. Stick around. We got more coming up. There's a food fad out there that Trisha says is disgusting. I think sounds delicious. We'll get to it in just a sec. But Trisha, also stay with us because coming up in just a little bit, your meteorologist guy in Houston, Texas is at it again.
Weatherman Adam.
Yep. With the song lyrics into his forecast.
Yes, I love that.
We've got that coming up. And also a guy that does a dead-on impersonation of John Mayer, but singing the theme to SpongeBob SquarePants. Okay. Very important stuff here on the show today. The food fad that I think sounds delicious, I'll ask Trisha to explain it, is called a butterboard.
A butterboard. It's the latest foodie fad. Here's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just going to kick your cholesterol up. A lot of people might die from this food fad. But high-end restaurants are now serving butterboards as a dish, and they're literally just taking butter, smearing it all over a board, and then they're topping it with things like salt, spices, herbs,
garlic,
any kind of things that you can think of, to rosemary, to mix in with it. And then you take a cracker or a chip or something like that,
saltine.
You scoop up your, so probably if you say a table of four, two couples go out to dinner and order a butter board, and if you all equally eat the same amount, you've probably eaten close to a half a stick of butter.
Why are you hating on butter
because
so much?
Butter will kill you.
It won't kill
It'll
you.
It'll kill you if you eat it like that.
No, it won't kill you. Butter.
You just cold butter.
I don't know, Pig. I bet there's a lot of people going, when I tell them they're not much better than a plain old saltine cracker and butter.
No. Caviar topped butter at a restaurant in Vegas for $32. The butter board is $32.
That's too high.
Too much. New York, $38 butter plates.
What they got on that? Truffle?
I don't know. They got all kinds of different stuff on there. Boy, but people are going out just to eat the butter boards.
I'd like to try it. That's for sure. I'd like some garlic and oregano in there.
Just go. We got butter in the kitchen. Just go smear some on a plate and dump some stuff on top and eat it with a cracker.
Smear some on you.
Yuck. That's gross.
I make a butter board. You're not going to let me. Oh, if I covered up like one of my cutting boards with butter at a butter board party.
Yeah, this is huge. It's giant.
Landry and I will do it.
I'm not going to let my child beat herself to death. Sorry.
I don't know. That sounds like a good profit margin for the restaurant.
Right.
Right?
It's probably literally just butter that they're buying at the grocery store. But just smearing it around.
There are different parts of the world with better butter.
Yeah, like, it used to be a status symbol way back in, I don't know, Queen Elizabeth days.
Oh, really?
Victoria days. Butter was a status symbol. In fact, like one of the monarchies paid or requested to be let out of the butter ban or something like that, like during Lent or something crazy.
How do you know all this?
Because I read up on it a little bit. I'm pretty smart. I know some stuff.
No, you're not really.
I am pretty smart.
Well, you can search butterboard.
Butterboard. Blech.
And enjoy it. Don't listen to Trisha. Stick around.
Warm butter just slide right off the board.
I don't know.
Just trying to make it better.
Stick around. We've got more coming up on 103.1 Austin's 80s station. Follow us on Facebook at The Sandy Show Radio. If you're like a lot of people that have a tough time getting good night's sleep, I'm going to tell you about something that's going to change your world. It's Fuel Up Rest. It's a powdered blackberry lavender flavored drink with melatonin designed to promote restful sleep and rejuvenation. You can get yours at fuelup.com/Sandy. Again, if you're having a tough time sleeping, you need to check out Fuel Up Rest.
Yep. When you drink it, you literally can just feel it kind of washing over you and relaxing you, and you're well on your way to a good night's sleep. Here's some other things about Fuel Up that I really, really like. No artificial sweeteners. It's not gritty. You put the powder in, you shake it up. That's it. You shake it up just one time. It's made in the USA and money back guarantee. If you decide for some reason you don't like it, send it back. They will give you all of your money back.
FuelUpHydration.com/Sandy. Hey, we can't get into it right now, but stick with us. Coming up in a little bit, I'm mad at Trisha for something she told our daughter.
The truth.
Embarrassing.
The truth.
You told her a lie about me, and I'm not.
I did not.
I am not happy about it.
It's the truth. Sandy.
We'll get into that in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere. Don't forget tonight, 7 o'clock, Facebook Live at The Sandy Show Radio. I'll be there. Trisha might honor us with her presence.
Well, the way this show's going, I don't know if I'm going to show up or not.
You come in, you love me. Mm-mm. You love me and you know it.
You could probably come in here with butter all over your face, having eaten a butter board that we talked about.
Well, this will make you happy if you're mad at me right now, is that your buddy down in Houston, the meteorologist, Weather Adam?
Weatherman Adam.
Yeah, he's the chief meteorologist for CW39 in Houston. He's become kind of internet famous.
Yep.
Because what he does is he mixes in song lyrics to his forecast. And his latest genre of music is country. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here you go.
We've got 70s and 80s in Texas today. And relative to the map, it takes one step to the right, cold front running to the left, winds spinning in the middle. And that's why we're seeing this change in our weather the next few days. That's one of the things I like about living in Texas this time of year. You get nice weather and actually hold on to it for a while. Meanwhile, out west, this ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey, look at this. We've got a lot of rain continuing again today in Southern California. Here's a live view at Babe's Beach. Park your car, throw your keys up, stick around at the beach today and really through the rest of the week. It looks like there's some great weather. Well, usually this time of morning it's a slow commute, but you add some fog to the mix and it's a real life boogie. It's a real life hoedown to try to get to your location. There's a huge part of the country here seeing temperatures 20 or more degrees above normal. Why so warm? It's all about this big ridge of high pressure, and if these temperatures are too warm for you, you're saying don't be a ridge, come take it to the floor now.
That's funny.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
He's done Baby Got Back.
Oh, yeah.
Put lyrics from Baby Got Back in his weather forecast. And he has viewers write in and suggest songs for him to use.
Yeah.
I think it's a great.
I bet you there's every meteorologist. This guy's the chief meteorologist.
Oh, yeah.
He's like serious.
Oh, I know. He's big time.
He only knows his weather.
He knows his weather.
Yeah,
and he knows
Mama, his music. I'm going to grow up and just study the weather. Okay, weird kid.
I think those weathermen do just fine.
Check this out. This guy is great. It does great impersonation of John Mayer. All right, singing the SpongeBob SquarePants thing. It's really good.
Who lives in a pine on the sea? carbon and parts. SpongeBob SquarePants. It's not like a monster, be something you wish. SpongeBob SquarePants. Drop on the deck and flop like a fish. SpongeBob SquarePants. Ready now. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Kind of know it, John Mayer's personality. He'll love it, and he'll do it.
He'll do it at one of his concerts.
Yeah, or he'll do it on YouTube or something. And it's very, very funny. He should shout out that guy. I wish I had the man's name that did that. That's very, very, very,
very funny.
Again, oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for his name. I do not see it there.